Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. So as of this recording, I played basketball for 4 straight days because I've been training for a 3-versus-3 tournament. And well, what better way to talk about basketball than to mention 3 people: Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade. 3 of the arguably the greatest shooting guards of all time and 3 killers on the court. But there is one man behind that killer instinct that you see with MJ, Kobe, and D. Wade. He is a performance coach and a mindset engineer. His name is Tim Grover. For those who haven't heard him, he wrote a book called Relentless. This one. That's why it's the thumbnail that I showed you. So in this book, Tim Grover talks about being relentless so you can move on from being good to great to unstoppable, right? And it says here, Tim S. Grover is world-renowned for his work with championship and Hall of Fame athletes and is an international authority on sports performance and motivation. So since 1989, he has been CEO of Attack Athletics, his company. And his company has been legendary in terms of training philosophy that teaches excellence, commitment, and the concept of the don't think to elite athletes and business professionals around the world. He is based in Chicago. What made Jordan good to great to unstoppable was partly because of this man, Tim Grover. I spent a lot of time studying this book and reading this book, and I'd like to share with you some inputs when it comes to being unstoppable. So if you're ready, let's talk about this. Let's go. There are 7 key lessons for developing what we call the killer instinct and dominating the competition and coming out on top. We're not just talking about basketball here in this book. It's all about the mindset. Whatever sport it is, and even in business, that's why I really love this book. Just as much as I love reading books like Atomic Habits and Think and Grow Rich. But first key lesson from this book is that you want to be, of course, relentless. Success isn't as complicated as most people think. In fact, Tim Grover actually boils it down to one simple trait: relentlessness. And for some, it's already innate. It's already inside of them, that like the killer instinct that most people have. But for the rest of us in the world, it's a choice, actually. But what exactly does it mean to be relentless? Moving on to the key number 2, which is to lose good enough. In this book, Tim Grover talks about losing, why it's really important to be a loser. Over the years, MJ, of course, during his career had two three-peats in his career. But every offseason, he had one goal. And before his first championship, he lost a lot in the first round, in the conference semis, and in Eastern Conference Finals, before he won his first title in 1991. And that motivated him a lot. But every offseason, Tim was the game changer for MJ. I think when they started in 1989, working out together, it was a complete game changer for MJ because he grew in strength, not just physically, but also mentally. And why? Because he thought that for winners, good enough is not an option. It says here, if you're just good, it's not enough. But being relentless means being committed to endless improvement, even when you're already winning. You know how hard it is to stay on top when you're already there on the top, right? Like when you're the best in the game or the best in the business, it's even harder to stay on top. That's why MJ reaching 2 three-peats puts him in the category of the greatest of all time, arguably in basketball, right? We're not going to talk about that. We're talking about the key traits here. But, you know, being able to win 3 championships at the highest level twice is just insane and hard. I mean, Kobe has done that with Shaq, but repeating that was very difficult for him to do. He had back-to-back, I think, in 2009 and 2010. Injuries crept up to him. But if you want to put it into practice, right, every time you achieve a goal, you want to schedule what we call a check-in. You want to check in every goal that you've you've done. Ask yourself, where did I fall short? Even if I achieved my goals, where's my next advantage? If I have any advantage that I see. And third is, where am I honing it in terms of improving myself? So winners don't get complacent with small victories, right? You've seen Kobe Bryant in some of his videos where he had younger teammates and they were all celebrating out of something, but for him, he was just nonchalant about it because it's nothing. He's reached the pinnacle of success, so they don't get complacent with small victories. It doesn't matter for him. So identify the next opportunity that you have and you want to pounce on it. So that's number two. You want to lose good enough. Let's move to number three. And I think I mentioned this in one of my podcasts with Hoop Junkie. And it's about three terms. One is the cooler, the closer, and the cleaner. Which do you think of those three as the lowest and the highest? So the lowest of that is a cooler. The second one is a closer. And the best one is a cleaner. Okay, let me explain. So Tim Grover has a simple framework for categorizing his competitors or his competition. Number one, coolers. They are the ones that avoid confrontation. They're mostly followers. They follow their leaders. Number two, closers. They're the ones that follow you into battle, right? They'll battle with you, right? And number three, cleaners are the ones that start the war, but they finish it, right? Cleaners are the ones that ask for all possible options, and that's all they need to know, right? When they're going into a battle, they want to know all the options available to them, and that's where they will attack, right? Closers mostly just go with the best option available, and coolers will just follow whatever is told to them. So, I mean, metaphors aside, I mean, a cleaner is what you want in your team. Cleaners are winners and they win big. All right. So the question is, which one do you want to be? Do you want to be a cooler, closer, or what they call the cleaner? All right. Moving on to number four, which is having extreme ownership. So Tim talks about in this book that whenever you screw up, you only have three options. Number one, you explain why you screwed up. Number two, you blame other people or you blame circumstances for why you screwed up. Number three, you own up to it when you make mistakes, right? So guess what option a cleaner takes? Of course, number three, they own the mistakes. So Kobe had many opportunities to blame his team whenever, you know, they didn't make it or they didn't win a championship or they had a bad record, especially in the dark days of, let's say, 2005 to 2007. You know, when before they reached the NBA Finals again in 2008. Those were really, really dark days for the Lakers and his team. But he knew that the only one of those choices that he had for losing all of those will only lead to his growth, which showed, you know, after Shaq left in 2004, 2005, 2007 were really dark days for his team. And those times are the ones that really helped Kobe elevate his game into going back to the pinnacle, to the top of the game, which was in 2008 to 2010, pre-his injuries. So he owned every fault there is possible. He didn't blame his coach. He didn't blame management. He didn't request for a trade. Kobe never moved a team. So did MJ, right? Wade actually didn't move teams until he was traded, right? He never asked to be traded to another team. Yes, he wanted to team with LeBron, but he never said to LeBron, hey, I'm joining your Cavs team, right? It was, hey, I need you in my team, right? So those are very, very different skills. I mean, mindsets that these killers have. So number four, extreme ownership. So every time you take responsibility for a mistake, you put you in what we call a constant growth cycle. A constant growth cycle, which is to screw up, and then it leads to you owning, and then it leads to you learning, and then it leads to you improving. Does that make sense? Let me know in the comment section. So no matter what outcome that you have, you want to take responsibility and figure out how to do better next time. All right, that's number four. Moving on to the fifth key note that I want you to know about this book is that you want to skip shortcuts. You don't want shortcuts in terms of your growth. There's always a process. Simply put, Tim Grover is not a huge fan of shortcuts, and neither are his disciples, MJ, Kobe, Dwayne Wade. His formula is just simple. You want to define where you are now, where you want to be instead, and what you're willing to do to get there. Again, where you are now, where you want to be instead, and what you're willing to do to get there. Then you make a plan and act on it. Of course, relentlessly. Okay? So that's number five. Number six, welcoming pressure. A lot of people hate pressure. I hate pressure. When I was younger, like you succumb to pressure when it's there, right? Pressure to deliver anything in life, right? How we view pressure determines how we're impacted by it. So if we fear it, it hurts us. Like for example, negative stress, it degrades your performance as a whole. If we embrace it, it builds us even further. If we have sharpened focus, it creates what we call a full definition of who we truly are as a person. So if you want to put that into practice, try intentionally putting yourself into stressful situations, right? Intentionally putting yourself into stressful situations. So volunteer, for example, to give the presentation, or for example, if you want to lead your team in a sales call, for example, or your goal is just simple. Get in some small pressure repetitions. So when the time comes, you yourself are ready for these pressure situations. A lot of people shy away from pressure that's given to them. You shouldn't shy away from it. You should take that pressure because that's how you actually grow as a person. So that's number six. Welcome pressure above anything else. Moving on to the last point in the book, Relentless by Tim Grover, is seven, which is work harder. I know it sounds really cliche, but it's just about really working harder or going the extra mile. After every game, Grover used to ask MJ one question. Is it 5, 6, or 7? You know what that meant? What he meant was, what time are we meeting tomorrow for training? Is it 5 a.m.? What time are we meeting in the gym in the morning? 5 a.m., 6 a.m., or 7? And that's right after a game, right, that MJ had. No if, but when, right? Win, lose, soreness, fatigue, it didn't matter. Like, MJ was that kind of person. He was no nonsense. He was back to work. It's either I do it or I don't. There is no try, right? Term with Yoda. There is no try, only do, right? Remember the documentary Redeem Team in Kobe? His teammates were on their way back to the hotel after partying at 3:30 in the morning, I think, or 4:30. And they encounter Kobe at the corridor getting ready to go to the gym to work out. He was that guy, right? He was that guy. Everyone wanted to beat Kobe to the gym back then. I remember a story by a player that said, I wanted to beat Kobe to the gym. And he was there at, I think, 4:30 in the morning. And we arrived, he already heard balls bouncing on the floor. And there he was, Kobe Bryant, sweating like he's done already 500 shots at that point. Come to think of it, right now, if I ask you to dribble with your right hand a basketball 100 times, or let's say 150 times every day nonstop for the next 6 months. And the thing is, your dominant hand is your left hand, right? And you've been dribbling 150 times a day nonstop with your right hand. What do you think will happen to you? For sure, you're going to be a better dribbler, right? Your muscle memory will become a lot sharper. So it improves you, right? Repetition. So it's where the hard work really comes in that person. And I think everyone who wants to bring their game really to the next level should actually read this book by Tim Grover. And I read this book twice already, just because on the second time I wanted to really take notes on what it really takes to become a person that is unstoppable at what they do. All right, so that's all I have for you for today's episode. If you think you found value in today's episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel and leave a comment in the comment section down below. And of course, I'll see you again in the next episode. Bye. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.